Andrew Schneider, Rick Wilson coming to you from the home of Indianola for Little Hawkeye Conference basketball. Haley Van Vark and Kendall McDaniel are in the center circle for the Dutch and Indians, respectively. Ball is in the air, and we are underway. Pella will control our opening tip. Nearly 3 minutes in the first quarter, a steal for Tristan Gordon. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, it forces a McCoy True Value timeout for head coach Jeff Jansen. A steal, the third for Pella. Three Indianola turnovers, Rick, and the Dutch have an early 4-0 lead. Here's Kennedy Van Vark for three. Yes, Kennedy Van Vark, two early buckets if she gets going. Look out. Block. Mia Warner, beautiful touch for two. Three different Dutch have scored their 9 points halfway through the first quarter in a champion seed game reset. Pella 9, Indianola 0. Here's Abby Warner splitting the defense. Extra pass to Kylie Tauke off the window and in. Nice backdoor cut by Tauke. Came open, and then McDaniel gets the rebound and gets another putback. And it looks like her presence feeling more felt here. Back-to-back buckets to start the second quarter for the talented Kendall McDaniel.
Yeah, it's a strong rebound, and she just kind of stood her ground and went right back up and got the roll off the front, and we got an offensive foul here.
Three attempts on the way for the Indians, and it's good. And Indianola has their first lead, and that'll force the Vision for Less timeout for Pella as Zoe Belt buries it from downtown. Gets the offensive rebound, and she's surrounded by nothing but friends, then she walked to the corner, Rick, wide open. Indianola left her alone, and she got the three. I'm not sure what happened there.
I'm not either. I know she looks like she forgot to. She's not going to do it, and she just backs up there right in front of the Indianola bench and drains a three.
Considering the defensive intensity, here's a tip and a steal on the inbound by Naughton. Heads up play by the senior point guard. She's seen her basketball career have a lot of good moments. That was a pretty nifty move right there on the baseline. A two-on-one after she dribbles through the pressure. Counted
and one
on a nice move by Dana Blake, who comes open in the lane. Van Zee tasked with the foul. Here's a steal by the Dutch. It was started by Van Vark, and up ahead again. It's our Randall Roofing Raise the Roof moment of the game in transition. Tristan Gordon for two. Pella forcing some turnovers here. Certainly the second to last shot of this half, and they'll pour it in from downtown.
Belt.
The great equalizer, Rick, is that three-point shot. Belt was open. She's made her second of the quarter. Abby Warner back out to Kennedy Van Vark. Can she answer on the other side? And the answer is yes. 8 points for Kennedy Van Vark, and Dutch have a five-point lead again. It's a kick to the corner. Can they beat the buzzer? Oh, boy.
Oh.
Zoe Belt with a big quarter to keep Indianola in this game. And 23-21. Tauke is the first one hit hard off the iron right back to her. And she's got 8 points after her third offensive rebound of the night. Long range three, no good. Mia Warner collects it for two on the cleanup. Warner with seven rebounds, despite the fact, Rick, she's been in foul trouble. She's in the lane. Her floater misses. McDaniel got the easy rebound. She came behind Rick and was wide open. I have six offensive rebounds for McDaniel and 7 points.
Yeah, she's doing a fantastic job in there. She's got that 7 points.
Out to Kennedy Van Vark. Catch and shoot three. Yes, nothing but net for Kennedy Van Vark. She's in double figures. Pella up to a six-point lead. Gordon on the inbounds, finding Eliza Van Zee. Van Zee, scoop shot at the rim for two. Pella has a seven-point lead. They're 2 points off their largest lead of the game. A tip and a steal. Here's Abby Warner, the future Iowa Hawkeye in transition, will lay it in. It's our drive to the basket presented by Pingles Home Store. Abby Warner with the steal and score. Pella still a lot of time to set up a play. Warner will dribble, drive through some traffic, get the layup to go. A double-double night for Mia Warner.
All over the place on that defensive end.
Mia Warner for three. Yes, and Rick, that one might be the backbreaker. 13 points for Warner.
That might drive the nail in right now with that one.
And there's your final score. A big win for Pella. The number 15 Dutch go on the road and knock off number 8 and 4A Indianola. Final score, Pella 54, Indianola 43.